الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal for He is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher He is the master of the day of judgment He is the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam We send peace and blessings upon His illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan let us begin our day with the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal and his rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaking about increasing our recitation of durud pak is in actual fact making dua for our own nafs and selves so durud pak is the means of blessing increasement in rizq and sustenance recite abundance of durud and salams upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us in the early parts of the morning together recite the praises of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite Durud Pak together inshallah.
Salli ala nabiyyina Salli ala muhammadin Salli ala شفيعنا صل على محمد صل على كريمنا صل على محمد گلیوں میں گھوم گھوم کر خاک لگائیں گے نظروں سے بھی لگائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل سہی پڑھئے صلی علی نبینا صلی علی محمد صلی علی حبیبنا Shower upon us blessings like grain. We want to die in your domain.
It is the desire of every true devotee and lover of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he makes this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla for a good death in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. And if you are with me, recite together.
Shower upon us blessings like rain. We want to die in your domain. Ya Mustafa, please call us again. Oh Mustafa, please call us again. If not today, then maybe one day. Padhiye salli ala nabiyyina salli ala صلی علی حبیبنا صلی علی محمد.
الحمدللہ ثم الحمدللہ. Dear viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla shower His Rahmah and His blessings upon you. We are going to be listening to a beautiful Na'ati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is our discussion for this morning? Yes, dear viewers, it is the five sunnah of eating. Something very simple, very basic, but inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we are going to go into some detail with regards to only eating itself, inshallah. And together with that, alhamdulillah, we are going to be discussing many other aspects related to that, but our theme and discussion for this morning is the five sunnah of eating. And if you follow the sunnah, inshallah azza wa jalla, you will be saved from many diseases. Jiha, you will be saved from many unforeseen circumstances with related to your health. So please, inshallah azza wa jalla, stay tuned with Madani channel from now till the end of today's episode and program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
اگر تم نہ سنو گے تو میری کون سنے گا. اگر تم نہ کرو گے تو کرم
گدا ہوں یا رسول اللہ.
نواہو یا رسول اللہ.
حبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ مرحبا اہلن وسہلن بکم ٹو اور ویورز آف مدینہ چینل. یو آر واچنگ دا ارلی ایکو پروگرام. وی آر گونا بی اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ دا فائیو سننز آف ایٹنگ. الحمدللہ بیفور دس وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل نعت رسول ریسائٹڈ بائی نن ادر دین عبد العظیم اتاری سلمہ الباری. کھڑا در پر سرائے التجا. اللہ تعالی ہمیں عشق رسول عطا فرمائے, محبت محبوب عطا فرمائے اور سچا پکا عاشق رسول بنائے. مے بی ٹرولی لو ہم اینڈ فالو دا سنت آف آور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آج کا ایپیسوڈ سنت رسول ہی کے مطابق سے ہے. سو لیٹ اس انشاءاللہ عزوجللہ ہیو آور مائنڈز فوکسڈ ٹو آل دا ویورز ہو آر واچنگ مدنی چینل رائٹ ناؤ. الحمدللہ. سو ایز وی نو دیٹ دا سنت آف دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آر لارج ان نمبرز اینڈ ایوری سنہ of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unique in its own way. They have reasons behind it in terms of spirituality as well as in terms of medical benefits as well. So here, one of the sunnahs of sitting or while eating is to keep the right knee upright, fold the left leg and sit on it. So while the right knee is upright and a person sits on his left knee, another sunnah is stated in a hadith. Hence, Hadrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, I once saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating dry dates. Aap sukhi khajoor tanawul farma rahe the. And the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the floor in such a manner that both his knees were upright. Allahu Akbar. Both his blessed knees were upright, in upright position. Subhanallah. And the Holy Rasul was then eating dry dates. تو آپ اپنے دونوں گھٹنوں کو اوپر کی طرف اگر کر لے تو بندہ اس طرح سے بیٹھے زمین پر. سبحان اللہ, یہ بھی سنت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں سے. It is from amongst the sunnat of the Holy Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Now let's discuss the benefits of this. اب یہ سنیے, sitting on the floor with both knees upright and the buttocks touching the ground prevents overeating, which protects one from many diseases as well. Allahu Akbar. Agar koi is tarah baithe to kai bimariyon se bachta bhi hai. And it even saves a person from overeating. Sitting with the right knee upright and the left leg folded prevents spleen problems. Spleen problems is to do with your immune system, to do with your cells, with your blood cells. And if the stomach isn't correct and right, then there will be many other diseases that will spread in one's body. But from a scientific point of view, it has been mentioned that a person who sits in this position where his one leg is upright and he sits on the other leg and then he eats, then this will save him from spleen problems. It also makes the muscles stronger in his thighs. Whereas sitting cross-legged, people who sit with their legs folded, جس طرح میں اپنے ہاتھوں کو باندھا ہوا ہوں, the way I have made my hand. Usi tarah jab hum palti maar karke to sit like with your legs folded, this causes obesity. People who sit in this position have the habit of overeating, and it causes many other diseases as well. In fact, according to one research, sitting cross-legged also increases the risk of colitis. Colitis is also to do with your immune system. It is also to do with many other blood-related issues, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In fact, there has also mentioned, one article had mentioned a parable about an Englishman who seen a person sitting on the ground and eating food, whereas both his knees were upright and his buttocks was on the ground. So he was asked, this person asked the Englishman that, why are you sitting in this way and eating food? So the Englishman indicated towards his belly and said, to flatten this. So this was also regarded as a tariqah and a way to flatten one's stomach. We're taking so many different types of supplements. People are on different types of diet, unhealthy diet, life change diet, different types of diet, you know, feasting and fasting diet to get Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, if only we could develop the mindset to follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our minds are programmed in that way. Instead of eating in a big plate, use a side plate, a smaller plate to eat food. You can maybe perhaps load that and fill that up. It would not make up to the bigger plate. The mind will adjust to the quantity that you eat. You gotta train and plan yourself the way you want to be, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And what you eat should be pure, should be a tayyib, and as it is said, you are what you eat. So make sure that we eat tayyib and pure sustenance and food, and whatever we eat should be also healthy at the same time. From our dressing to our eating to our habits, all of this should be in accordance to only the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. If you just scout around, you just peep around, and you would realize ki aaj hamari life mein the problems and the challenges and the difficulties we face and we go through on a daily basis. There are couples out there who are fighting for their marriage to be together in a marriage for the past 30 years. Some are fighting for businesses, some are fighting for wealth and money, some are fighting for relationships, some are fighting for love, some are fighting and crying for attention. There is tension everywhere. Many of the problems that we have in our lives, dear viewers, is simply because of not following the sunnah. For example, look at a simple thing as marriage. Marriage is a sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. In our marriages, compare our marriages to the sunnah of the Holy Rasul ﷺ. Which aspect of the sunnah besides the khutbah, which is recited in the nikah, is what we follow? From the bride and groom to the amount of music and the decos and the cutleries and the expenses and the extravagance and all the tension that comes with it. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from these calamities, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Think and focus about it, from which aspect even our marriages are in accordance to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our walimas are like that. Our get-togethers are like that. There are things that go wrong, wastage of food that goes wrong, Allahu Akbar. Extravagance when it comes to the hall and the venue. There are extravagance when it comes to exchanging of gifts. People have to borrow money. Some people put themselves into debt. Some people commit suicide. It's a global issue. All because we do not follow the teachings of Rasulullah. Look at the beauty of Islam. You pay dowry, you give mahar, and you can get married according to the sunnah of Rasulullah. A simple dowry and mahar, if one cannot afford. A simple wedding and life. Subhanallah. We are always commanded to include the poor in every action that we do. Where does this happen, dear viewers of Madani Channel? So let's make a firm intention, inshallah azza wa jalla, whether it comes to the latest of clothing, whether we want to follow the Western style, the latest fashions, if it is only to save our dignity and pride that we are finding it difficult to use patched clothes or old clothes, if that shirt has become 2 months old and you're finding it difficult to wear it because it's 2 or 3 months old, and this is against your status and dignity, then dear viewer of Madani Channel, this is a serious problem. You know, I want to present this beautiful narration and let you know, please focus on this beautiful hadith that I want to narrate to you. Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Umama Ayas bin Sa'labah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated, do you not listen? Do you not listen? Do martaba apne ishaat farmaya. Do you not listen? Do you not listen? It is from one's iman. It is from one's faith and iman that one's clothes become old. Undoubtedly, it is from one's iman for one's clothes to become old. He says, do you not listen? Do you not listen? It is from one's iman and faith that your clothes do become old. Undoubtedly. And the second time he says it, undoubtedly, it is from one's faith that you find it not difficult to use old clothes, because it's from your iman, from the simplicity of your iman, from the beauty of your iman, from the conviction and yaqeen of your iman, that you don't find it difficult to wear old or patched clothes, dear viewers. Unfortunately, have a peep at our cupboards these days. Sayyidina Umar bin Qais radiyallahu anhu has narrated that someone once asked Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, why do you wear patched qamis? Qamis is like a long loose shirt with long sleeves. So he was asked, why do you wear long shirts like that which has patches everywhere? Allahu Akbar, he replied and said, radiyallahu anhu, he said, it keeps the heart soft and a Muslim follows it. Meaning a Muslim should follow his heart and be soft. Or a Muslim has a softer heart. And to soften the hardness of the heart is to use patched clothes. It removes pride. When you use a clothes which is unironed, agar sahi se istri humne nahi kiya apne kapde pe to hame khud ajeeb o ghareeb lagta hai. Lekin wo kaise hazrat honge, those who only wear creased clothes to overcome their pride. Those who use patched clothes thinking it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, out of the topic, but it is part of the sunnahs, as we are discussing the five sunnahs of eating, subhanallah, this was one of them, that when we eat, we should cover our satr-e awra. When we sit, we should sit according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sitting in the position which I have mentioned earlier protects a person from spleen problem, from colitis, from obesity, from overeating, from bulged belly. Jinke pet bahar nikle hue hain, agar aap sunnat ke mutabik se baith ke khana khayenge, balki palti ke sath na khaye. Don't fold your legs crisscross and eat food, because in this way a person's belly bulges out. Agar aap dieting karna cha rahe hain to aap sunnat ke hisab se kare, inshaallah aap uska kamal dekhiye. Sunnat par amal karne ki aap barkatein dekhein, subhanallah. Achhi niyaton ke sath aap kare taaki aapko sawab bhi mile. And you will attain thawab reward. Together with that, your health will come better, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. Let's move forward, dear viewers. How it is to eat while standing. Jo log khana khate khade ho karke, jo ye zyada karte hain, ghurbat ke shikar hote hain. Poverty shall strike them. They will not see barakah and blessings in their risk and sustenance. So one should not stand and eat food. In fact, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had disapproved of eating and drinking while standing. Allahu Akbar. A famous, aside from this being a hadith, now let's go from a medical perspective. A famous Italian dietitian has stated, Italian dietitian, right? He says, eating while standing causes spleen and heart diseases. अगर आप सोचें, मेदे का प्रॉब्लम शुरू होता है, ब्लड काउंट्स के प्रॉब्लम शुरू होते हैं और दिल की भी डिजीजेस वहां से शुरू होते हैं, ओनली बाय स्टैंडिंग एंड ईटिंग. एंड इट आल्सो एंडेजेस फिजियोलॉजिकल डिसऑर्डर्स. इट विल कॉज मोर फिजियोलॉजिकल डिसऑर्डर्स. आपके प्रेशर के साथ, शुगर के साथ, आपके बदन के साथ, ना जाने और कितनी बीमारियां उसके साथ आ जाती हैं. दिस इज बिकॉज ऑफ स्टैंडिंग एंड ईटिंग. 99.9% ऑफ द पीपल हु स्टैंड एंड ईट विल गो थ्रू दिस. Because even the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had disapproved. Chahe khana khaye, chahe aap pani piye. Allahu Akbar. And then sometimes it causes high level of insanity to the extent that a person who stands and eats starts to forget his own close family members. Bhoolne ki bimari shuru ho jati hai. Jo khade hoke khana khate hain, bhoolne ki bimariyan shuru ho jati hain wahan se. His brain starts to weaken. The ability of remembering and the memory part of his brain is then damaged, and a person is unable to even recognize his own family members. So aap khade hoke khana kabhi na khaye, jab bhi khana khaye, jab bhi aap pani piye, kuch bhi piye, chai piye, to aap baith karke koshish kare. سنت کے حساب سے اگر آپ کریں گے اور سنت کی نیت سے اگر آپ کریں گے تو ثواب بھی ملے گا, یو ول بی ریوارڈڈ فار اٹ سبحان اللہ. بلکہ امیر اہل سنت حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس ستار قادری رضی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ ہی سے سو بیوٹیفلی,
تیری سنتوں پہ چل کر میری روح جب نکل کر, تیری سنتوں پہ چل کر میری روح جب نکل کر, چل تم گلے لگانا, چل تم گلے لگانا, چل تم گلے لگانا, مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ.
Let's move on, dear viewers of Madani channel. From among the sunnats of eating is also to eat with the right hand. سیدھے ہاتھ سے جو کھانا نہیں کھاتے ہیں, اللہ اکبر. Those who never put their children into this practice and teach them the manners of eating. One of the manners of eating is to eat with the right hand. Islam has left no stone unturned. بلکہ ڈیٹیل ڈیٹیل کی جو معاملات ہیں اسلام نے ہم کو بتایا, اسلام نے ہم کو دیا ہے, اور اس کے پیچھے جو حکمتیں جو راز ہے, آج 1400 سال کے بعد یہ راز کھل رہی ہیں, لوگوں کے سامنے یہ آیا ہو رہی ہیں, ظاہر ہو رہے ہیں. What are the reasons and the benefits of following the sunnahs of the Holy Rasulullah even when it comes to licking the fingers after eating? Allahu Akbar. The Western world had put the people onto forks and knives and spoons, and those who eat with their fingers, those who lick their fingers, there is a certain vitamin E that stays in the tips of your fingers when you lick your finger. Through licking your finger and the saliva that's formed in your mouth after licking a finger, subhanallah, that forms vitamin E and helps and assists in the digestive system of a person's body. Agar hum sunnat ke hisab se apni ungliyon ko chaatte bhi hain khane ke baad, and when you eat food you should eat with your right hand. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, whenever anyone eats he should eat with his right hand, and whenever anyone drinks anything he should drink from his right hand. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no one should eat or drink with his left hand. As why not with the left hand? Because it is the practice of shaitan. Shaitan eats and drinks from his left hand and not a Muslim. Subhanallah. This hadith that I have presented to you is in Sahih al-Muslim, dear viewers of Madani channel, that shaitan drinks and eats from his left hand. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, each one of you should eat with the right hand and drink with the right hand, take with the right hand, give with the right hand, and each one of you, because shaitan eats with his left hand, shaitan drinks with his left hand, shaitan gives with his left hand, shaitan takes with his left hand. Allahu Akbar. So you should eat and drink, give and take from your right hand. Because why? Shaitan eats and drinks, gives and takes from his left hand. It's not difficult, dear viewers of Madani channel, to understand the virtues and the blessings of hadith, that we should not even imitate shaitan. Anyone who does this, knowing the reason behind this, is actually imitating the devil, shaitan. Allahu Akbar. So our common problem, if you observe closely, agar hum dekhte na to agar hum khana bhi khate hain, because the right hand is messed with food, we have the habit to pick up the glass with the left hand and eat, because the hands are messed. Like that glass is not going to go for washing, that glass is not going to get cleaned ever again. But you're missing out on a sunnat. Verse the loss to the gain. You copied shaitan in one angle, plus you lost out on getting sawab from copying and following a sunnat, if it was done with the intention of sunnah, or form the habit at least. We will get there why one should form the habit. But yes, dear viewers, if we drink tea, we see people, mashallah, they hold the cup, the hot tea, with their right hand. Kisi bhi haath se hum cup ki jo coffee ke jo cup hai ya chai ki jo cup hai, hum usko seedhi haath se to pakad lete hain, lekin aksar log pakde jate hain ki phir usi chai ko aap چھوٹے سے پیالے میں ڈال رہے ہوتے ہیں. They are then pouring that little tea into a side plate, into a saucer. One hand, at one part the hand becomes so happy to see, mashallah, the brother is drinking with his right hand, but then he pours it into a side plate, into a saucer, and then drink with his left hand. Common practices, dear viewers. Some people say, okay, hold the left hand and you can support your glass with the right hand. But what day if you licked your fingers according to the sunnah and cleaned your fingers if you felt it difficult to hold the glass with your right hand and get the reward and thawab for eating and drinking with your right hand? The master in the hadith field, Mawlana Sardar Ahmad Qadir Chishti rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, has mentioned, one should make the habit of giving and taking things with his right hand. And a person should so deeply involve himself in this, because on the day of judgment, when your namai a'mal, your books of deeds will be presented to you, then spontaneously your right hand should go forward to collect your books of deeds. Our habit is, anytime somebody gives you something, observe your own actions. Our left hand goes forward. If somebody is giving us something, we will take it with the left hand. We want to give something, we will form the habit of left hand. So he says, use your right hand so much that even on the day of judgment, when the angels will hand over your books of deeds to you, the hadith is, if your left hand goes forward, that's a sign that you will go into the hellfire. And if your right hand accepts the book, it means you will be forgiven, your sins will be pardoned, Allah will admit you into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. You will be saved from the hellfire. So what if our left hand goes forward to collect that book simply because of us always using the left hand? Amir al-Sunnat also emphasizes in this that always use your right hand, dear viewers. It is in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Hadrat Sayyiduna Salama bin Aqwa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that a person was eating food with his left hand in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our beloved Nabi, the Nabi of Rahmah, the Nabi of the Ummah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stopped him and told him, prohibited him and warned him from not eating with his right hand in a very polite and a good manner. The Holy Rasul corrected him and told him that you should use your right hand for eating and not your left hand. But this person had pride and arrogance and attitude. So he says, I cannot eat with my right hand. And he said this out of arrogance. According to the Sahaba Ikram, this was said out of arrogance and attitude. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then just told him, لَسْتَطَعْتَ. It is so, then fine, your right hand cannot be used. As these words left the tongue of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki theek hai, agar tumhara seedha haath nahi kaam kar raha, phir nahi kaam kar raha hoga. If your right hand doesn't work, then it will never work. Having said this, it had been mentioned from that day onward that person could never ever use his right hand ever again. The words that leave the tongue of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his beautiful poetry he mentions,
وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہے, وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہے, وہ زبان جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہے, اس کی نافذ حکومت پہ لاکھوں سلام.
اللہ اکبر. Anything that is said and uttered through the mubarak tongue of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will turn out to be true instantly. Allah akbar. May Allah protect us from those who are bay-adab, from those who have no respect. We should always seek refuge in Allah azza wa jalla from people who have no manners, no respect, no adab for elders and for juniors and those who are little.
Mahfuz shaharak nasada be adabo se, mahfuz shaharak nasada be adabo se,
ادبی ہو. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. One should refrain from eating and drinking with the left hand. I can go on, and there are many more other narrations with regards to people or companions and famous personalities, subhanallah, who had cursed or said anything to any person and instantly their du'as were accepted. Stories and narrations like that you can hear many, but let's come back to our discussion and topic, subhanallah. Our other problem is that if there is only one type of food in the plate, it is a sunnah to eat from one's own side. So if there's rice, and over the rice there's dal, for example, or there's akni, biryani, whatever you are eating, and it's one item on the plate, then one should eat from the side which is the closest to him. Sayyidina Umar bin Abi Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that in my childhood I was brought up in the blessed house of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. While eating, I would move my hand all over the plate. And as a child, he would move his hands all over the plate. Jaise bachche khate, kabhi yahan se kha rahe hote, kabhi wahan se kha rahe hote, kabhi aage se, kabhi beech se, kabhi yahan se. So I used to do that, and the Holy Rasul sallallahu used to tell me, used to correct me and tell me, instruct me, recite Bismillah. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and eat with your right hand from the portion of the plate nearest to you. He says, I remember the Holy Rasul sallallahu tell me this when I would eat food. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated, indeed, blessings descend at the center of the plate, so eat from the sides of the plate and not from the middle of the plate. Allahu Akbar. So all of us should ponder over, reflect over this aspect, whether or not we practice the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa, because it is commonly observed and noticed that most people appearing to be practicing Muslims, appear to be practicing Muslims, are not found following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. If you are eating in a group, mashallah, jise thal kehte hain, thal is huge, and maybe 4 or 5 people, maybe more than that, sit together in eastern countries. And in many other countries, you get the system, mashallah, where brothers sit together, every one of them should wash their hands according to the sunnah of Rasulullah. It is from amongst the sunnahs of the mursaleen, amongst the messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam, that they would wash their hands thoroughly and gargle their mouth before eating food. And if you do this, mashallah, by washing your hands before eating will increase you in your sustenance, and washing your hands after eating will save you from weak memory. It will save you from becoming insane, from losing your mind. Allahu Akbar. So, together with this, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we have many other aspects that we have discussed, alhamdulillah, with regards to eating, with regards to drinking, and the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam form the habit that we would cover our head when we eat. You have a table and chair in your home, mashallah. It's a common practice that we mainly use that in our homes. But if you start following the sunnah for once a week, twice a week, make it thrice a week, despite having a table, put the dishcloth on the floor today, and it will be uncomfortable for you for the first 1 or 2 or 3 days. But when you get adapted to it and used to it, subhanallah, you will enjoy it yourself, because it will push your belly in for the Islamic brothers and sisters. And your children that are growing up in the household environment would also learn to sit according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and eat food. We have come to the end of today's episode and program, alhamdulillah. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to follow all the good that we have heard, the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you can obtain these books from the website of Da'wat Islami. Go to www.da'watislami.net. And you can browse to the library section and download various books in various languages, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, and you will enjoy them, read them, share them for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah azza wa jalla bless you in both worlds. We have come to the end of today's episode. Till then, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. إن شاء الله عز وجل صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.